listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Mackay and the Whitsundays has been spared any fatalities on our roads over the Easter long weekend. Emergency crews did deal with crashes in Mount Pleasant, Sandiford and Balnagowan and a diesel truck fire at Nebo, but there were no serious injuries. With the school holidays only just beginning though, QUT Road Safety Professor Andre Rakatona-Rainey says we can't let our guards down.
The consequences are very dear. The impact on the family when someone is involved in those crashes. Those are really serious stuff.
Meantime, beachgoers may want to take extra care heading to the surf or sand after a number of suspected bluebottle jellyfish washed up on the Whitsunday coast, including at Lambert's Beach. A person was even taken to Proserpine Hospital after being stung at Hamilton Island. 8 species of stingers are found at our local beaches, and it's recommended we wear stinger suits when they're most prevalent between November and May. There's just one piece of the puzzle remaining following last month's local government elections. While Greg Williamson has been named Mackay's mayor after a very close contest, his councillors are still yet to be declared. The returning leader says he's sure it will be a great team with fresh ideas and feedback. And a new PropTrack report has found regional Queensland home prices reached a new peak in March. We recorded a 0.49% lift last month, contributing to an annual growth of 10.18%. In sport, the dust has settled on the Cowboys' first loss of the season under the captaincy of Mackay's Reuben Cotter and Tom Dearden. Coach Todd Payton didn't hide his disappointment in the 38-12 loss against the Broncos. We'll have to wait for this Arvo's team list to see whether there's any punishment for some players.